This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, I don't know, session of sanity. I think it is anyway, right here on the Joe Messina Show. I always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, we're getting a lot of pushback. You're hearing all these people, the DOJ now is threatening to sue the state of Texas for enacting a law that helps them protect themselves from the illegal invasion. And they throw, you know, it's really funny because they throw out and they twist the amendments to make them happy, to kind of fit their narrative, right? And you guys are so smart. One of you sent me this a couple days ago, and I really hadn't given it a whole bunch of thought. But, you know, Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution. You ready for this one? It requires our government to protect and defend our borders. If the government does not, the Constitution, by virtue of the, you know, named parts, authorizes the free citizens, that would be you, me, and, you know, Johnny, free citizens to defend themselves and their state in place of treasonous government. Now, if not defending our borders, government gives aid and comfort to a hostile foreign invasion, under Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution, it's proper, it's labeled treason. And the free citizens, it authorizes the free citizens to defend themselves. So does that mean that he, you know, maybe Abbott should not have given the government, his people there, to right to intervene? Maybe he should just tell the free citizenry, go for it. Take them down. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me. She'll get me to calm down in a second here. Sonya Smith, I mean, think about it. The DOJ is suing Texas to stop protecting themselves.
So my question to you is, given that, what you've just read, which is an absolute fact, do you think that this is purposeful, that they are trying to incite a civil war?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I just think she...
Oh, I'm asking, okay. Right.
You don't even have to finish that sentence. Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had me at.
Right. You could have stopped with it.
Yeah.
It's clearly leading to that, but it's you know, it's kind of like January 6th. Because we all knew, thinking people who observe, people who understand the other side, we all knew this was a setup. And that's what this whole thing feels like. This whole illegal immigration thing feels like. We know that they're doing it for a certain amount of votes, but we know that it also feels like they're trying to tick us off so bad. They are poking the bear. That's one of the things that I talked about when I was in Hollywood to my liberal cohorts. It's like, you're lucky we're as nice as we are, because you keep poking the bear and keep poking the bear, and one day that bear is going to rise up And I remember the look on their faces when I said that, and they kind of acknowledged, yeah, I'm kind of right.
You can only go so far with it before
only
somebody...
only go so far.
Yeah.
Somebody said it. It wasn't... It's not, obviously, it's not my quote because I'm not that smart or funny. But somebody said their side... No. They said, we have the most bullets. Their side can't even figure out which bathroom to go in.
Yeah, that was funny. That's
yeah.
funny. You know.
So, you know what? I don't think it's going to be a pretty fight. But that's exactly what they want because... Because what? Do they want to put as many of us in jail? I don't know. I'm prone to conspiracy theories. I'm prone to the most exaggerated things possible because of my upbringing. But
yours truly, you've known me for years, and I've been saying for the longest time, you know, first, they're switching the meaning of words, right?
Right.
And so you really kind of have a gray areas with everything. You really don't understand what a word means or what
right.
it might mean to this guy, that guy, or that guy. And the first chapter in my book, Absolutes, Absolutely Not. Matter of fact, you named that chapter. Absolutes, Absolutely Not. And I've been saying the reason for that, though, is because the minute you have an absolute, you have a right and wrong.
That's right.
Right?
Can't have
you,
that.
You can't have that. Because once that kicks in, you have to take a stand. And we can't
yeah,
do that.
It's all relative. And that's what should show you that this is spiritual warfare. Because, as the Bible says, when things are turned on their heads like that, good will be called bad and bad will be called
oh, yeah.
good.
Yep.
So when you have that confusion of the enemy, who is the author of confusion... Mm-hmm. Come in, now you got a problem. You've got people who actually think they're doing good by...
You brought that up, but that's a good point. It's like, I've seen some of these moms of transgender kids that come forward and speak, and they have been blinded by what they perceive to be truth, and they are up there in an honest way fighting for their child and what they think are other... So in that case, I don't think that mom's evil. I don't think that person's evil. I think they're simply misinformed.
I think misinformation, but I also think it goes back to what I was saying about the tribe. If you're in a tribe that believes that this is virtuous, then you're no way going to say, no, not for my kid, because you'd have to be on that ice floe. So, you know what? So I think that there's a certain amount of that. There's a certain amount of fear because what the left is telling parents is that, what would you rather have, a dead child or an alive, you know? So they're psychologically manipulated in a terrible, terrible way. And most people don't look into the science and the information that's out there.
We got to go for a break.
You know what? I'm not
leaving.
Make
some money. I know.
I'm
going to
keep talking.
You put a headset on. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Put on a helmet. What's that called? We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, you know what? Sonia Smith joins me. She's my co-host every Friday. I always enjoy my time with her as well. You know what? I'm going to put a question out. You ready for this one? I'm going to put a question out to the chat room. I'll let them answer while we're doing this story.
Yeah.
You were nice enough. To make zucchini bread.
That's right.
And bring me a loaf of zucchini bread for us and the family to enjoy.
For Christmas.
And I am not a zucchini bread fan. I wouldn't go to the store that had 16 breads and order zucchini bread toast, you know. But you made it, and I'm one of those guys that believes when somebody does something like that nice for you, you at least taste it. or test it, whatever. And everybody in the house loved it. They thought it was great. I had a piece of it, and it was tasty. But again, I'm not a zucchini bread fan. And then you said something, and I'm like, okay, see? This is why men are afraid to say anything.
Say why men are afraid to say. Okay, so let me just spill your audience in on what was said. So,
do you have a recording? Because I'm not so sure it's going to come out right.
So I text Mr. Messenia the next day to find out how he liked the bread. And he said, well, I'm not a real zucchini bread guy, but, you know, a couple, you know, people in my family liked it or whatever. And, but then he said, I just talked to him on the break, and he said, a lot of people really liked it. And that would have been, that's what you should have said. Nah, nah, I don't
and stopped
really,
right
you know.
There? Really?
And stopped right there. To me, that's like saying, you know what, yeah, I went out with a fat chick, but I wouldn't tell anybody, and yeah, maybe I'd do it again in a pinch, but...
So what's she like? Oh, she's got a job and a nice car.
So this is the last time you'll be getting... And I put chocolate chips in those because I
know.
Never...
No, I know. That's probably what made it for me.
That's why I did it, but I would never put chocolate chips in a zucchini bread.
I don't understand how people make like zucchini bread and squash bread. It just doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying?
Something wrong with you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's getting in line. There's a lot of people trying to figure that one out.
Put chocolate chips in it. What more do you want?
Oh God! Now on the flip side of this, I know people are like, "What are they talking about?" On the flip side of this, somebody I know made you some really fantastic pancakes a few weeks ago.
And my grandchildren ate that for like 3 days straight. It was non-stop pancakes.
Wow.
No, they loved it, and they sent you a video. And
yeah, the video was cool. I still have the video.
So
I like
much.
That.
Like, thank you so
what you
much.
What you should have done was have them like stuff in their mouth and syrup dripping on the side of their mouth. And
should have.
That would have been a great commercial.
They were actually in trouble that morning, so there was a couple of them were in low energy because they knew they were going to get clobbered, as they say in Leave It to Beaver. They were about to get clobbered, but no, they really appreciated it.
We'll start a whole. They won't say anything because I'm white, so we'll start like a Uncle Joe's pancake mix.
Like Uncle Joe, that's funny. It's not like Uncle Ben. Or
forget Uncle Ben. It's Uncle Joe. Yeah, uncles
Joe.
And aunts and all that. You know. Yeah.
You know, one of my grandsons just adores you. He thinks you are the king.
Oh, well, I think he's cool, too. I got news for you. You know that. So
he worked on your campaign. He asked you questions. Mr. Messina, how would I run for a candidate?
You don't. That's how you do it. You don't.
You gave him the best advice. Don't try to be popular. I loved that advice. It was very good.
Yep. Well, speaking of which, Nikki Haley is like, tanking her popularity, isn't she? I mean, here's a woman who was in the South, grew up in the South, a governor of a southern state, and couldn't answer the question, and not the first time, but couldn't answer the question about what the Civil War was about. And she's ready to be president, right?
Heart. Well, you know, Trump has the funniest and the simplest insults of people that rings so true, and he called her bird brain. And the more you hear from her, the more you kind of see why that fits. I get that she's a rhino, and there's no way she would be popular in my book because of being a rhino. But being a bird brain is equally as bad as being a rhino. Now, how does she come from North Carolina and just understand anything about the Civil War? Also, wasn't she instrumental in getting the Confederate flag banned from? There was something about her
taking it, and she jumped all over that. She pushed the legislature to go through with it. You know.
Yeah, I know we're going to have people like, how does a black person defend the Confederate flag? Listen, you don't erase your history. That's period. How do you learn about your history if it's gone? And there are nuances to a lot of things, which is what I found. And whether or not I've made a decision on it or not, at least I'm willing to listen to the other side. We have a mutual friend, Jodan Gorman, from the South, a very strong proponent of the Confederate flag, but he's a very close friend of mine. He's extremely smart, and he ain't a racist. So I listened to his argument about it, and I was able to tell him, yeah, as a black person, I got a knee-jerk reaction to it, but of course it is what I've been taught. I don't know anything. I don't have any facts. I'm going to look into this more, but because he's a friend and he was able to articulate his point of view, I was able to listen. So I don't think that history should be erased. I think we're going to be really screwed up as a country once we start getting rid of everything that the left deems inappropriate or not acceptable or whatever. What do we wind up with? Is a godless, soulless society that doesn't accept.
Do you bury the Holocaust?
Exactly. Not to the left.
But they can use it to their advantage. It's a whole different.
They think that that's a rights movement. So it's a scary place where we are, and it is a time, you say, get involved, get engaged. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, if you don't do it now, I don't know when, because...
Well, get informed for it. I mean, she proved my point in that interview, that question. I mean, was she uninformed? Was she afraid? What caused her to hiccup on something she should be and would have been well-versed in?
I don't know, and I think that her cleanup on that could have been much better. She could have just did
terrible.
A simple mea culpa. You know, my bad. You know what? You're right. That should have been front and center. This war was, you know, a secession. It was about, you know, the biggest, about right. staying in the Union. This was huge about slavery, and she could have corrected herself.
All right. We got to go to commercial. And then you can correct her more when we come back.
You and your commercial.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Local reports indicate the attacks are forcing Palestinians who had previously evacuated from other areas to move again. An agreement has been made to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by acquiring 3 million barrels of oil. but Texas energy industry analyst Jay Young says it's merely a small contribution.
There'll be any time soon that we're going to fill the strategic reserves, which we can cross our fingers and do all we can just to hope that we don't need that oil in the future.
The Biden administration utilized the reserves last year to manage oil prices in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And 8 people are being treated or recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California. Happened Thursday as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt. Do you speak German, Sonia? I mean...
Jawohl, baby.
You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, all right, so here we go. I got a stereotype that I'll get in trouble, right? So can you imagine somebody who didn't know us and we said, hey, listen, you know, it's going to be Joe Messina and Sonia Schmidt tonight, and they're expecting this fairly large white woman with blonde curly hair, right?
Right. This Aryan girl. This is going
to... What a shock. What, wait a minute. That's Sonia? That's Miss Schmidt?
That shows you what denial I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What
there you go.
Self-loathing. This.
Well, I was... All right. So I was teasing her during the break. I said, boy, you must be one self-loathing black woman to move to the state or want to move to the state where the Civil War started. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. No. I South Dakota is my new home as soon as I can get out there. But I have to tell you that I did a lot of research over a lot of years to figure out where I was going to move in Texas and Florida. And all the usual suspects came up. But I watched during COVID how Kristi Noem in South Dakota handled COVID virus and the fact that I could actually afford to move there. So I did that. And I'm hoping that doesn't change because I think she's going to be a contender in the near future for something, whether it be vice president, president, whatever. She's an amazing person. I hope she doesn't get sold out to the left like they all seem to do. We have such great faith in people, and then they turn. So I hope she's not one of them. And I hope South Dakota, after she leaves, remains the same, because I don't think, from talking to people in South Dakota, I don't think that they realize why they're a great state and why people are moving there. They don't even, they're like...
We take it for granted, right? I mean...
They take it for granted. They're so nice and they're so oblivious to what's going on in the other parts of the world that they don't really get it. They're just like, oh, thank you for doing business with us, don't you know? You know, they're just like really sweet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how a black woman is going to live there with 20 below weather. I'm by myself. I'm digging it.
You know what?
I don't know how.
I got to have fun with this. I am so sorry. It's just, I always hear how black people hate cold weather, but yet you go to Chicago. I'm sorry. Hello? Anybody home? You go to New York City. You go to Pittsburgh. You go to these places that are freezing, and is Baltimore. I mean,
that's
one of the coldest places in the country. Did your people not know how to read a map? I mean,
that's
it's so beautiful
true down
in Florida and Georgia.
We're there, too, but that gives me encouragement because it's like, okay, I can survive. But I truly am worried about me being by myself, living in South Dakota with 20 below temperature. But then again, I don't like hot temperature. When I moved out here to where we live, my ex-husband said, I just want you, before we moved out, he said, I want you to know, it's really hot out there. It's really He kept saying that over and over. I'm like, what the heck is he talking about? It's 40 minutes, with traffic from Los Angeles. How hot could it be? We moved out in July. My first day here, I was like, this is hot.
It hit 104 and you went, why did you bring me here?
Right. This is Africa hot. I don't need this. So I'm just like, I don't like anything. I guess is the moral of the story. I don't like cold. I don't like hot. But I don't like liberals. I don't like the left. So push comes to shovel, as my mother would say. I'm just going
to... Push comes to shovel? Oh, that's great.
just going to do better in South Dakota.
Well, all right. So there was a California city that canceled Pride Month, Black History Month, and Women's History Month.
Well,
now, I will tell you, being on a school board, we decided to kind of cancel them all. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, you kind of do one resolution that says, you know, we honor all peoples, you know, whatever it is that you do or don't do, whatever your culture has you know, given to the community, we thank you for that, and you move on. And part of the reason behind that was somebody always felt slighted. No matter how many of these things we did, somebody, well, how come you don't do these people or these people or this day? And you're going, okay, really? You know, so I don't know the reasoning behind it. I do know, I personally know the mayor of Huntington Beach, and it is one of the last conservative strongholds in California. Look at that smile. Go ahead.
You know why?
Why?
Because during COVID, I was watching a bunch of comedy videos one day, and I saw these two comedians. I forget who they were, but they were offering up free masks to people in Huntington Beach. And these people in Huntington Beach were handing it to them. They were like, bite me, get out of here, we don't want your mask. And I said, I like this place. So I spent almost at least 2 weekends out of the month in Huntington Beach.
That's great.
So I'm not surprised. It's so funny because I always do my taxes late. But I did my taxes, and I looked at all my receipts. They were all Huntington Beach.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. No, that's how I survived COVID. It's like, I couldn't do the mask thing for very many reasons, including logic. But Huntington Beach wasn't having any of that stuff. So that's where I stayed.
And the article goes on to say that the days or what have you that they will celebrate are common history things that happened in the town, what the town did. I think that's great.
That's great. Let's talk about what's special about our town. Those are some brave people to stand up against like I said, they've shown themselves to be brave and stand up against the powers that be. I know that they're really challenged because it's in Orange County, and you know, that in and of itself has always been like a red community or a red city.
Yeah.
But
Listen, I can tell you it takes a lot. And it takes a lot.
From my standpoint,
you always have a small group of parents on every single side of the issue, right? You know, you joke. I always joke and say it's like with a steak. You don't just cook one side and the other side. You have the edge. You have the. I mean, there are people from all walks of life that'll come up and say they're not offended, but they don't understand why you wouldn't celebrate this or that. And you go, look, you can't hit them all. I mean, we're here at Busted Hump looking at policy that'll make life better for you and your child. And I don't care what color you are, what religion you are, or anything.
But all they're going to get is called racist by the other side who doesn't understand what they're doing. How they're able to articulate why they're doing it and they can do it in a way that doesn't make them subject to liberal or leftist hate. Yes. But I think that they're on the right track. They're doing the right thing by their children and by their city, and they should be proud of that and be doggone what other people have to say. And I will continue to support Huntington Beach. I will continue to go down there and give my money to Huntington Beach, where I wouldn't
do it properly, San Francisco. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it towards San Francisco or
Los Angeles. It's so funny that people think that we don't want to pay taxes. We don't want to do this. And it's like, no, that's not it at all. It's we don't want to waste our money. And you don't mind paying taxes for things like, you know, having your trash picked up, your streets fixed, and stuff like that, as long as it's being done right. But I don't want to go, you know, like right now in California, my state tax dollars are going to go to what? They're going to go to medical care for 700,000 illegals.
Illegals.
Who pay nothing into the system and won't for quite some time.
But our government officials are not doing what they're constitutionally supposed to do. I don't mind for infrastructure and this and that and the other, but not for crazy stuff.
Well, we've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I figured I'd stop you before. I saw you getting ready to attack that mic. We'll be back in a minute, people. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I say that all the time, but get informed so you don't sound like somebody's boneheads, for lack of... I'm trying to be nice here. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week as my co-host. Always enjoy the topics. I know, we get a little off-center. I'm trying to be nice about it. I don't... At times. We do talk about some weird stuff sometimes.
Well, because politics is just not everything. If you rule your life
that,
about...
Say that everything thing again. I like that. No.
If your life is guided by whatever you see in the news or, you know, you can't be sane. You can't be at peace, and that's all you deal with. Because the left has done a great job in making us feel crazy. It's the insane running the insane asylum, and they're gaslighting us, and they're narcissists. And I know for a fact what it's like to live in those circumstances. So if you choose to do that all the time, that's up to you. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk about recipes. I'm going to talk about other stuff because it will drive you nuts.
I don't blame you. All right. Well, here, I got some good. You know, if you like me, we cook a lot of pasta around this house, obviously. We're always boiling water for something, right? Well, in California, soon, they're now going to recycle toilet water. And a new law that just passed, and Governor Newsom, Newsom signed it, I'm looking at your face. And they're gonna recycle. And so I talked to one of the water experts about this. I said, come on, are you serious with the disease and everything else in this stuff? And, oh, yeah, you know, they got chemicals that'll take it out. And, you know, we're having this water thing. And I said, no, we're not having any water thing. The state's just being jerks about it. We could get our water from the north if they would let us. But, I mean, he said, well, how do you think the astronauts, they recycle water? And I said, it's their own urine, and they purify it and then drink it again. I am almost okay with that, but I don't want to know. And besides, we don't have to worry much about it anymore because they're crapping in the streets and other places, so you won't get in that water anyway. You look perplexed.
I'm not. That's not a look of perplexity. That's a look of disgust. It's like, you know what? Israel has figured out a way to recycle this water, to take water and make it pure. And why is it that California takes rainwater and any other, and we let it run into the sea? This is like we're going to take a bad idea and turn it to a worse idea.
Yeah,
I'm sick of being ruled by idiots and evil mongers. I'm just like, I'm over it. So are we supposed
to... Sonia, they sat in that room. The same people that are going to be drinking this stuff, and they voted for it. The only thing I can think of is that they all bought stock in water companies the day before.
That's exactly what it is. But I bet you one thing, they're going to have something where they're not drinking it. We're going to drink it. Well, first of all, anybody who drinks water out of the tap anymore. Do you drink tap water?
Yes.
Guys do. That's the weirdest thing ever.
I grew up drinking out of a hose in the streets of Boston.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's a whole different thing.
You know,
I can still taste and smell the hose water.
You're not supposed to smell water, but you can taste it.
Oh, I love the smell of hose water. On a hot day, oh my gosh, that's the best. But no, that's not what this is.
No.
But guys will drink water out of the tap. My ex-husband used to drink water out of the sink. I'm like, dude.
No, Tammy drinks the filtered water. We have special filters that take the chloramines out and take all the crap out of it and all that
stuff. As much as it can, yes.
Yeah. But look, if you're going to boil the water, it's gone anyway.
No, it's not.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Oh, God. Anyway, this is the stuff that California has to deal with, folks. If you want to be us, drink toilet water.
Keep voting them in your states. Bring them over and vote them in. Yeah, there you go.
Why do we do that? And when is it going to end?
Look, if they got us believing, when they shut us down for 2 weeks, when they got us to believe that, and then they got us to believe in masks. And then they got us to believe that if you were sitting down, COVID would go over your head, but if you were standing up, you'd have a mask on.
It was nationwide.
I mean, when they did all this crazy stuff, and they got us to fall for it, there's nothing we won't fall for.
That was nationwide.
Yeah.
But California, and I have to tell you. Yeah.
We're worse.
I have to, you know, secret information is one of my...
It's all dope in the air, but go ahead.
One of my kids had an inside scoop, and when they came out and said it was going to be 2 weeks, she had an inside scoop that said, this is going to go on for 2 years.
Yeah. We got the same info
from
a legislator.
Right?
So
really?
From
okay.
A legislator. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So this was, we talked about it on the air. We talked about the setup that it was and how everything that they were telling us went against science, did not follow science in any way, shape, manner, or form.
But on your first segment, I forget what you said, but you said you actually got an apology from someone. I forget who you said.
I did. About they thought I was whacked. It was somebody that I was dealing with for quite a few years. Right?
Right.
And then he kind of drifted away like, okay, you're one of those, and I don't hate you, but I don't want to get involved in this.
Right.
And, but then coming back, I think, you know, you were right. You were right about this stuff. You were right about where it was headed and where it was going. And I said, you know, remember when they were fighting for, I won't say gay rights, but same-sex marriage, it wasn't, you know, we should be allowed to marry each other kind of thing. It was, you can't tell us who to love. Well,
right.
I said at the time, I said, this opens this up to all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
A very vague comment, right?
But you got an apology. I'm still waiting for my apology from all the people that told me I was a lunatic, from everything from global warming, the agenda. I'm so happy that people like Vivek and others are coming out and saying, no, this is about power power and money. And this is about the agenda. It doesn't have to do with climate or saving the planet or saving animals. This has nothing to do with that.
Nope.
And I discovered that over 20 years ago, and I was kicked. I was put on the ice floe.
Yeah, but we have to, if more of us would come together, because there's a lot more of us. You know, I can't tell you how many, I told you during the break, you know, I had somebody in my local area, because we're on the air in our local area. He grabbed me at a thing today at I don't want to say the story because long and short of it was, he told me he very much enjoyed the show. Keep it up. You know, thanks for being that voice. And I think there's so many of us. He didn't say it out loud. It wasn't, hey, bro, thing. You know, it was like,
right.
You know, and I get that all the time. I get that
on
supermarkets.
The
I get that everywhere.
Right. Down on the
low.
Down
Is that like
low.
A 70s term or something?
Excuse me, are you going to make a reference to my age again? Because no, if that's where you go. You know what I want to do? I want to talk about, we only have a few minutes more.
Go ahead.
So, it's the New Year's. It's the New... It's the New Year's. That's why I got me some fireworks in the background. Oh. But, so what traditions do you have? I am cooking black-eyed peas and greens, because traditionally for black people from slavery, black-eyed peas means good luck, and greens means prosperity, and putting money under your doormat is also something that would bring you in luck and prosperity. What do y'all do?
About 9:41, we fall asleep. That's what we all do. And, no, I don't know. You know what? New Year's had never been a special thing in at least in the Italian culture I grew up in. But it was a time when family did get together. You would have the traditional foods. You would have the very sweet desserts,
nice.
High sugar desserts, and lasagna, cannolis, not cannolis, manigotti, those kind of things.
Manigotti?
It's always an eating
What is
event.
That?
You know what I'm saying?
That's black people too. It's always eating.
It's always about eating, right?
And football games. What is what did you say?
Manicotti. It's basically like a round, a very big round pasta, and you can fill it looks like a cannoli almost, and then you fill it with cheese, right?
Ooh.
So instead of lasagna, it's that you fill it with cheese and you bake it.
Holy,
you're making me drool.
I know. I should have been Italian.
Yeah. Well, you still can be. You know, just
okay. Oh, that's right. Because
get an Italian cookbook.
No, but today's environment, you can say you're whatever you can identify as whatever
you
want.
You want to.
That's right.
Yeah, but make it Sicilian, because you're much more feared as a woman, a Sicilian woman.
I told you I lived with a Sicilian chef at one point.
Wow.
And that's how I can make. And we should have a cook-off.
You got 30 seconds. Go.
I think that I can make a better a linguine clam than any person that I know, because I'm a Sicilian chef. Yep.
I'm not a clam person, but I'm going to take a shot at lobster sauce in a few weeks, and I'll let you know how it works out. Real lobster tomato sauce. Anyway.
Happy New Year!
Yes, I'll see you next year. Not really, I'll see you tomorrow. But
so
anyway, Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next year. For some of you who are staying on, you got a whole more hour of me coming up. Aren't you excited? Be right back.